Good morning, or at least good 10:30-ish. Today's episode, we're going to have some follow-up from the last episode. So, as you may recall, in the last episode, I was talking about the eventful morning that I had, which mostly involved traffic lights being down, the tram not running, and poor lady getting pooed on by a bee that flew into her car. Not a bee. This is a bee. It was a bird. A bird that flew into a car. Well, what I didn't get to report on that day, because I recorded the podcast just before this happened, is that I got to the station for the tram, only to find that there'd been a medical emergency on board. Something that's fairly regular. It does happen. People get sick. People have accidents. All kinds of things. It happens. The person in this case was okay, which is why I'm okay talking about it. If they weren't okay, I wouldn't have done. The interesting part is that the paramedics turned up. Well, I say turned up. First, they went to the wrong station, which gave about a 10-minute delay because they had to come back to the correct station. They were on the phone with the driver, and the driver's like, "Nope, we're not there. We're here." So the paramedics finally turned up. Then they parked weirdly pretty much where the car park is, even though they absolutely could have pulled right up to the platform. It's not a problem, given that they're an ambulance. But no, they parked at the car park, which then was like a 2 or 3 minute walk away, and it was the slowest walk I've ever seen anybody do. One of them came sauntering along and was checking the phone the entire way. The other one was dragging a wheelchair behind them as if he didn't have a care in the world. It's a bit disappointing to see, but at least I suppose they may have known what was wrong with the person. Who knows? Either way, they eventually got there, and the the patient wouldn't get off the tram. He flat out refused to get off the tram because he wanted to get to his destination. So that caused a further delay. In the end, eventually, he agreed because he realised that he wasn't doing very well. So yeah, follow up on the eventful morning. It got a little bit more eventful, but purely from it inconvenienced me a slight little bit. I'd rather somebody be okay and be inconvenienced than, the alternative. So welcome to That's a Freebie, which is the only podcast on the internet dedicated to my life, which sometimes is fairly random, sometimes is just very mundane, sometimes it's funny, sometimes it's not. Today, I'm just going to tell you one of those useful DIY tips that comes up in my life. I like to think myself as pretty resourceful. My job involves me solving problems, and I do like solving problems a little bit outside the box where I can. I don't know if this is classed as outside the box. It's more classed as a weird tip, I suppose. We've got a squeaky door in the house, and that door's been driving me insane for weeks. It sort of varies between going "eh" and which sounds like a witch laughing, incidentally. It's annoying. It's really annoying. And I was putting washing away, and it decided to get louder and longer, weirdly. It's like that. So obviously, I couldn't take it anymore. I had to keep walking in and out of the room. All I could hear was this squeaking door. So I went on a pursuit for some oil, or WD-40 in this case. Couldn't find it anywhere. I went to every shop I could think of. I even checked our garage. Now, our garage is the place where we dump all the stuff that we don't want. You have to climb over things in our garage. I hate going into our garage. I went in there looking for WD-40 because I'm still convinced to this day that there is a can in there somewhere because I remember using it. Pretty sure I didn't empty it. I probably emptied it and threw it away. But anyway, never mind. What I decided to do in the end, because I was getting desperate, was try a little bit of sunflower oil. And it worked. I was really surprised. I only needed a tiny little bit. I just got some tissue, put it underneath, dripped it on, opened the door a couple of times. It's perfect. It's not squeaked since. If it starts squeaking soon, I will give you an update. But it's been amazing. So, yeah, my DIY tip for the week is to use vegetable oil, or sunflower oil in this case, when you need oil, I suppose. Yeah. So don't forget, you can send me your your bad jokes, because I really like bad jokes, and I'm trying to finish each episode with a bad joke where possible. So you can send me your bad jokes, you can send me your feedback, you can give me some talking topics, anything you want to send really is fine. You can go to thatsafreebie.com, which has a form on there that you can fill out, which is completely anonymous. Or if you want to, you can just send me an email at hello@thatsafreebie.com as well. I've got to leave you with one more story and then a bad joke. My story is a little pride moment for me this week. I have two children. One is a boy, one is a girl. They are 7 and 9, respectively. I'm going to give them fake names for this. I'm going to call them, and this is really imaginative, you're going to like this, boy and girl. So boy has been talking for the last couple of weeks about, bizarrely, Big Macs, like from McDonald's, the burger. Yeah, he's been talking about Big Macs. He historically has always had a Happy Meal, obviously, because, you know, it's what kids want and they want the free toy. But no, he's been talking about Big Macs constantly for the last, like, 2-3 weeks. I think ever since the double Big Mac went on sale this time round, because I think he's seen the posters of it and he keeps saying, what's that? We keep saying it's a double Big Mac. And then, of course, it's led to a conversation of, well, there is also a Big Mac. So he's not stopped talking about him. I think that's been his way of trying to tell us that he wants to try one, and we just haven't realised that that's what he's trying to say. Anyway, it finally clicked in my head yesterday, and I said, do you want to try a Big Mac? Is that why you keep asking about them? He said, yeah, I really do. So we decided McDonald's was the place to go for our tea or dinner, whatever word you want to use. So we went. He had a Big Mac. He loved it. He wants more Big Macs. Yeah, he also asked while he was there if he could no longer sleep with his teddy bear, because he feels like he's turning into a big boy now, and big boys don't need teddy bears, which was a little bit heartbreaking because that means he's growing up. But at the same time, he did say, when he goes to bed, can he leave the teddy bear just next to his bed, just in case he wants it in the middle of the night? So that made me feel a little bit better. All right, the moment you've all been waiting for. Here is this week's good, bad joke. So if you're American, when you go in the bathroom, you're American. And when you come out the bathroom, you're American. But what are you whilst you're in the bathroom? European.